This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Republican legislative leaders are talking, but there's not real movement on finding money to fix the roads. The governor wants to increase fuel taxes, as we've told you in the past. The Republicans want to shift the sales tax part of taxes on gasoline to fund the roads, but then that means schools and municipalities might lose some money. Here to discuss that are T.J. Buchholz, the president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm in Lansing, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the Michigan State Senate. So, TJ, just to be clear, right now the sales tax portion of taxes on gasoline does not all go to roads. What is Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield suggesting the state do?
Well, I think what the Speaker is trying to do is come up with a comprehensive budget that covers all the squares that state government is supposed to cover with the dollar they have, and clearly that's not working. What they suggested, and they're not really talking about it, but what they suggested to Governor Whitmer yesterday, while it would have provided additional revenue for roads, allegedly cuts hundreds of dollars from the foundation allowance for schools, for each individual school.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. So that's just per school, but it's millions of dollars away from schools. So, I'm worried about the process at this point. I know we've talked about this in the past, and it just seemed to me yesterday like Republican leaders who said they'd spend all summer working on, a comprehensive plan came to the governor with ideas jotted down on cocktail napkins. And that's not how you solve the budget, especially at this juncture when we're, almost 30 days away from a potential shutdown.
Ken, you've been through this process. What do you think about what's happening so far?
Well, I'm not as, pessimistic or discouraged as TJ might be. I've seen this before. I've participated in it. And we just have to give them room to talk about it and negotiate a deal. This is how these things happen. You sometimes will have a false start. Some days you think you made a lot of progress. The next day you're madder than a wet hen. And you say, I'm never going to talk to that person again. And then 12 hours later, you're back at the table. I mean, it's just, that's the way these things work. It's kind of ugly. But it's almost always what you see publicly is probably not really what's going on. And I think they're going to come to a resolution.
Ken, I wanted to ask you, what do you think of using all of the taxes on gasoline to pay for the roads?
I like that idea, but there's a caveat and a qualifier. You have to make up the difference to local schools and to local governments. You can't just leave them hanging. You can't realize, if you will, or have the result being significant cuts or any cuts to education and local government.
This is all complicated by the Republican majority in both houses of the legislature and their desire to reduce income taxes. TJ, how does that plan work in getting a budget together?
Lester, I just don't think that this budget can be all things to all people. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a wherewithal among sort of Republican leadership to raise taxes significantly to cover the revenue that we need to balance this budget, especially with the priorities that have been declared. I mean, and Ken's right. I mean, if you want to take all the gas tax and put it into the roads, that is fine. But you're talking about millions of dollars in shortfalls to schools. Municipalities have taken it on the chin for 15 to 20 years, to the tune of $8.6 billion in revenue that cities and villages should have. So, I think this particular budget, we're reaching a breaking point, especially with the sort of the boundaries that the Republicans and Democrats have laid out here. And I think it's going to be a very testy 30 days before we reach the October 1.
So I didn't hear an answer about the reduced income taxes. Do you think that's going to happen or not?
I think that that's always a Republican dog whistle. We want to reduce income taxes. We want to reduce, property taxes. We want to reduce, people's dependency on government. And I think at the end of the day, you can't do that anymore. While it sounds like a good mantra, it's just not feasible to give people an income tax cut while we are talking about severe problems with roads, severe problems with schools. I think it's a Republican panacea that's not real.
So, Ken, what do you think? Can they reduce the income tax, raise more money to fix the roads, and not harm state services and those of schools and local government?
No. You can't cut the income tax in this environment. We need new revenue dedicated to roads. We can't rob Peter to pay Paul. And the notion that in this situation where you need significant new revenue to fix a problem, you can't and should not cut other areas of the budget, it's not possible to cut the income tax.
Unlike the federal government, Michigan has to pass a balanced budget. Can divided government in this state manage that without missing a deadline hitting a government shutdown? TJ?
Well, I think that's the hope, obviously. You know, again, they've been talking about a continuation budget. You know, they've done that in the past. You know, in 2007 and 2009, state government shut down for, you know, a few hours or even a day. And that's fine. But, you know, if you go back in history, 30 or 40 years, there have been some continuations that have gone longer. I think when we look at, you know, this negotiation, something has to give here. And the governor has said, and it really in back, you know, in February and March, put herself on the line and said, we can solve this with a stroke of a pen. I'm going to put my reputation on the line and say, let's do 45 cents in a gas tax. It has not been popular. It has not been, you know, particularly welcomed by Michigan citizens, but she was willing to do that because she recognizes we have a problem. And, you know, to be fair, even, you know, Senator Shirky and Speaker Chatfield have both said, at different junctures in this process, that there needs to be new revenue. And I think that we're not going to escape that. We have to have some new revenue to not just to fix the roads in the short term, but also to plug some of these holes we have in other areas in the budget.
Ken, we're going to get a budget before we have to shut down government or get a continuation?
It's very unlikely to have a government shutdown. It doesn't serve anybody's political interest to do that. Things would really have to go south in a hurry in the last few hours for that to happen. I think it's very unlikely. It's possible to have a continuation budget, but at some point you have to get closure.
Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader of the Michigan Senate. TJ Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm in Lansing. Thanks very much, you two, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lester.
Thanks, Lester.